Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Good evening, everyone.
Hello, darling. Tonight's show, Walking Between the Worlds, and boy, are we ever.
Whoa.
So we've been dealing with...
Which gateway?
What?
Which gateway?
Yeah, right. Strange energies, exhaustion, things popping out of the blue. Just a very strange time. Of course, the team will be in later to talk with everyone. And to remind everyone, please, the energies coming through into your home are designed to assist and heal. So if you have issues, please, you know, take a moment and ask for assistance right now. You don't need to do it verbally. They hear telepathically. Sometimes I forget to remind people of that. Tonight's show dedication. God, where do we go with this one? Continued support of the financial markets, which, of course, are all over the map the last 2 days. For the people that are losing or have lost their jobs and homes, their investments in 401ks, and also for President-elect Barack Obama. We are certainly continuing to do all that we can to support all of this going on right now, such a time of shift and change and a very chaotic, very chaotic. I sent out a very nice piece by Lauren from thinkwithyourheart.net. Really lovely piece for those that had a chance to read it. I read it days ago. I thought it was very good, but I don't have time to kind of dwell on anything these days. It's in and it's out. So before we kind of get into how absolutely incredibly weird everything is,
there's a joy in that, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
There's some joy in that, in a way.
Well, it's definitely not boring. We can count on that right now. I know for me, and I guess we'll kind of get into this, I have some other things I want to share from Lazarus from the culminating weekend. But this week for myself, as Veronica knows, she had to talk me down off the ledge. I was inspired to go to, of all the people, a gypsy. I didn't know it was a gypsy. This is a very funny story. My son and I were at brunch Sunday, and my daughter had gone to this psychic who had given her some wonderful insights. I was very thrilled. And my daughter is quite the let's go to psychics kind of person. Going to psychics and burning candles, that's pretty much her thing. So
that sounds easy to follow. Mm-hmm.
It was very simple. And so, at any rate, I thought as kind of an entertainment for the afternoon, my son and I would go over and have a little reading and see where it went. And I literally had my hiney handed to me, which is what I get for dabbling in areas that I know I shouldn't. And now, she did an excellent job of shaking me up. And she kind of opened me like a can of sardines. And got to something that, you know, which is an ex-boyfriend, that kind of the love of my life and someone that, you know, I'm having a multitude of lifetimes with. But she also went into places, and you know, which is unfortunate, but of, you know, discrediting choices I'd made in my life and you know, your life is screwed up, now I'm going to fix it, and, you know, coming from a whole different level than where we come from. You know,
give me $200, I'll meditate for 9 days on you.
Right, yeah, all right. And so it was a, what was interesting out of this, however, is how much it opened up of something that I thought, once again, as many of us do, I thought that I had fully dealt with, and I didn't expect it to trigger me. So I was actually excited that it opened me up the way it did. However, I did have to call Veronica, and as you know, Veronica, I was completely undone.
But it strikes me right now that the level, it's like we always talk about, vibrating, choosing our radiance, and sending out energy at a certain level, but the level of the information was vibrationally kind of sticky for you, you know? Very confused, yeah.
Yes, it was.
It's just worthy to notice that, right, as a functional thing.
Well, it was, it served its purpose, but certainly wasn't a place that I should be dabbling, and I knew better. And as I told my son, don't ever indulge me again. I also this week had someone who is absolute soul family to me, someone I love and adore, and had a very shocking medical diagnosis, which is not confirmed yet, but certainly the mass is there. And this is someone, you know, I call him my brother from another mother. So it's been a very interesting week for me. We talked earlier, Veronica. Sometimes I think we shouldn't talk so we can keep it fresh.
I don't mind if you repeat it because it was pretty deep stuff, right?
Well, the interesting thing that it's the quiet and this feeling of I had a girlfriend call me the other night, and she said, I'm in my backyard with my dog, and I feel like we're the only two people on the planet. There's no noise. There's nothing. It's like there's no one else on the planet but my dog and I. And, you know, I would have to say that we're going through these periods that are so eerie, where it feels completely surreal, where there are periods of such quiet, even in communication, emails, and so on. I keep checking my computer thinking, is it broken? You know, because I'm one that gets a tremendous amount of email. And so what I'm seeing is that as we're walking between these worlds, it is very surrealistic, very bizarre. And at moments during the day and at night where it feels like we are literally all alone, then all of a sudden it'll flash to something else. But nothing feels solid, nothing feels real. The way the team has described it, which I thought was really good, very good. they've described it as a one of those rope bridges that has the wood slats between two like mountain peaks with this huge crevasse in between, and that we're trying to traverse over this rope bridge. And you know how they swing, and if you step wrong, one of the wood pieces will, you know, disintegrate and fall out. Nothing below to catch you, and that's really how it feels. How about for you, Veronica?
I feel probably a little more dynamic than that, in the sense that it's sort of odd, and I've had a 4-year-old to look after for a few days, so I'm a little hectic. So the rope bridge is a bit different for me right now. But I do notice that it's like there is a pause. There's a pause somewhere in reality, and we don't know where it's going to pick up again, or where the shoe's going to drop, or what's going on.
Well, I've had a lot of people with just out-of-the-blue things completely changing their whole reality. And literally changing their reality, coming in so quickly. Not always catastrophic, but certainly life-changing. I'm also seeing people do complete about faces in their direction. Certainly we're all seeing the uncertainty in the financial markets. I mean, today it went from up to 82 and I think closed down around 74, 7500. But things are very, very, very unstable everywhere. And then earlier tonight, Veronica, you and I talked about this. There's something going around the internet, and I know you've been feeling it, and I'm feeling it. This sensing of something coming, but nobody knows what it is.
Hmm.
And some it being something big, or potentially being something big. And what that means, none of us know. This week, however, I did receive a YouTube from, it was done in Italian, where the Pope came out and made his announcement. Now, this is not Father Balducci, who's retired now, was the chief demonologist for the Catholic, Vatican. This was actually the Pope coming out about extraterrestrials and that acknowledging that they are real. Now, this is a very big step for the Catholic Church. I also see it, especially I'm looking at the timing of it, that the Church is kind of hedging their bet. Because when we do have a major experience on this planet, as was planned or talked about in October, a lot of people, it's going to be a big shakeup religiously. And so the Catholics are kind of, they're opening the door going, no, step this way, no waiting, you know.
They got there first.
Right. Well, we have a relationship with, that'll be the next thing. We actually have been in contact, and I'm waiting for that. I actually know that.
They're all Catholic now.
What?
All the extraterrestrials are now Catholic.
Right. Well, I do know that there has actually been communication, so I can't tell you how I know, but I do know that for a fact. So I do find it interesting that it's a kinder, gentler way of kind of easing humans into the, if you look at how many Catholics there are on the planet, that's a huge segment of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't, really think that anybody from, the Baptist Church is going to be out there saying that.
Well, and if it's against the law here to consort with ETs at the Catholic, if the Pope says it's okay, well, it's all, it's okay, right?
Well, again, this was not on CNN, and I found it very interesting that even the YouTube is in Italian. It is not in English, and which I was quite fascinated by, that it was not aired or discussed on CNN, and which, again, is just, I think that's going to change, certainly. In fact, I know it's going to change, but
they're trying to control us.
Oh, just a titch. Just a titch.
Just a titch.
Now, as far as, and I want to share a couple of things that Lazarus brought up at the culminating weekend. One comment that Lazarus did make, because Lazarus calls the year that we're coming into the year of celebration. And
woo-hoo, I want that.
Yes, I do too. And one of his comments during the culminating weekend for the year was that there would be reason to celebrate this coming year. Now, I'm going to read you some of the other comments that are taken out of context. So please understand this. Do not run with any of these and think that they're negative or scary, because the last thing we need right now is for people to be afraid. That's not what we want to do. Let's see, Lazarus spoke an awful lot about the election.
Did he like the election? Did they like the election?
Lazarus made an interesting comment. He said the New World was not dependent on America's choice of President-elect Obama. However, it is going to come sooner and more elegantly because we made the more elegant choice.
Good.
I think that was a wonderful way to put it. He also made the comment that both McCain and Obama were good men. However, McCain would have been ill-prepared to deal with the crises and changes ahead. Obama has the temperament to deal with the crisis and changes we face, and he holds the possibility of being a great president with the ability to lead the U.S. and the world into the future. Now, they went on to say that the United States must learn to live in a global community and lead and inspire the world. And that Obama is understanding and preparing for the implication of what is at hand. Lazarus said that we are right on schedule. Their enthusiasm and excitement about our future is electric. Now, this is Lazarus's enthusiasm. He also talked about the financial crisis, and he said it will not be fixed in a day or a month. However, there are going to be some people who suffer, and Veronica, you and I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people, their 401k is falling apart, their retirements with major companies, and you put it very elegantly if you want to share what you said.
I don't know about being elegant, but I just have spoken to some local people who have said, you know, like one fellow who's worked hard all of his life, and he just recently lost some of his sight and just had a stroke, and he said his retirement has just reduced radically all of a sudden, and he just looks so sad. And a number of different people like that within our experience that are just altered, and they're not necessarily ragingly metaphysical or anything, so they don't seem to have that excitement about the evolution of the species, which we do. But, you know, it's quite sad to experience that vicariously through people.
It is, and, you know, Lazarus has gone on to say that we will come through this with a positive future, and we are giving birth to a new world, of course.
We're really hanging, I mean, I'm really believing in that. Capital B, just really believing it's a new world and we're going to move together and we're going to evolve and we're going to create other ways and so on.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting because he drew a parallel, or they did. Our new president-elect Obama brings the positive crisis of hope, the positive side of freedom. In other words, anything is possible. The financial crisis brings the crisis of fear, the dark side of freedom. I think that's a very interesting way to put that. And then when the problem with our financial system, it does not lie in freedom.
But it lies.
Yes, it does. It's freedom without responsibility or direction. So dramatically impacted by freedom without responsibility led to tyranny. In this case, the tyranny of greed, avarice, injustice, and fraud. And freedom without direction led to entitlement. And I think that's pretty much where we ended up. He also said that structures will be broken down and new structures will emerge. Our patterns of life will change. People will be forced to evaluate their hopes and dreams and come together to understand themselves, to define themselves differently. We will turn to what matters. Rather than a life of quantity, we will have a life of more quality. Now, he made a really interesting comment. He said, well, Obama has the potential not only to be a good president, but a great president. The potential and possibility of greatness is not his alone, is not just this one man. And we've talked about this before. Lazar said it lies within the map makers and dream weavers. It's not up to President-elect Obama. It's up to you, and it's up to me.
I believe that.
Yes.
But his whole light is a catalyst for, you know, right after the election, I don't know how many people, I felt this, and I don't know how many people I've met that have said, you know, I just felt that urge to say, what can I do to support this whole change?
Well, I think that was brought out for everyone. I think everyone felt that, or at least certainly I did. I know everyone I have talked to did. It was just this overwhelming feeling of wanting to assist, wanting to make a difference.
Yeah, now,
and I think Americans have always wanted to do that, but never thought that they could have the impact. Where Obama will call on people to do that, and you know, this goes back, you know, to World War II when people chipped in and went to work in the factories and so on and did what they needed to do. So I do believe
in the American.
And we're
actually proud of it, right? Really proud of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. yes, very much so. So I think, you know, and Veronica, you brought up trust. I'm going to let you address that with the team tonight because I think that's a really good question. Because it does feel as though everything is completely shifting. This whole sensing of the world's splitting apart, absolutely splitting apart. Now, in that piece that I sent out, and I thought it was interesting, she's made a statement about the 11/11 gateway, I don't want to misquote it here, that we're at that in-between time of the 11/11/12/12. And, you know, I think it's a very interesting time for all of us, and that around mid-December, things will start feeling a little more solid than they do now, which would really be nice. I keep expecting to open my door and there nothing be there.
There's some of the stuff when I was interviewing people about 2012, and a couple of them are pretty knowledgeable beings, you know, they were saying that the vibrational shifts were going to be 20 times as great by 2012 as they have been over the last, you know, there's kind of a curve of these vibrational shifts increasing and increasing exponentially, and that it's going to be like 20 times as much by 2012. So when we talk about the shift and then things kind of stabilizing, I go, I think the only stability is in change and our ability to let go.
I think you're absolutely right. And I will say this, after experiencing what we're in right now and what the statement that you just made, I absolutely agree with that. I think for a long time I couldn't really get how the shift could be that dramatic between, let's say, you know, a month or two ago and 2012. But I can tell you after this last couple of weeks, I absolutely see it. There is no question in my mind whatsoever.
And the hilarity is also inside of ourselves, going back to trust. How can you trust yourself to hold on to a way of being that is changing before your very eyes? I mean, trust the change, not the existence of something or the pattern of something, you know?
Well, I think this is where, you know how you raised your children and you sat back one day and you said, okay, I've really done everything I can do. I gave them all the basics and now they've got to go out and figure it out for themselves. And I think we've done all the work. And I think right now we have to trust that we are walking into something that we have never experienced, not on this planet, not that we haven't experienced, but not on this planet. And trust that we are prepared to deal with whatever comes.
Right.
And I would say that that is the only place that we can put the trust. And I can tell you that just the difference in energies, I was out to dinner the other night, and I could actually feel a hand on my leg, and, you know, different things are happening to me, and I'm like, oh, great, you know. Or touching my hand and in different various situations. So I'm, you know, I feel like a Disney ride lately doing the sessions, you know, with the energies around my crown and in my throat, on my throat, running up and down my legs. I'm used to this, but it's amplified so greatly that it really does feel like I step into some kind of a, I don't know, some kind of a container or something. It's really quite fabulous. I mean, it makes everything just so fun, you know, kind of exciting. And, you know, all the noises and popping going on in the house and, you know, I mean, they're everywhere, but now it's all the noises are coming. And now I'm ready for it where it's not disturbing to me. There was a time when, you know, I had a real strict, you know, do not disturb sign in here that said, don't bug me when I'm doing sessions. And now it doesn't bother me, so it's, I guess it's happening anyway. Anyway,
you're
lots of fun.
You're in that circle that says, beam me up, Scotty.
Well, now it can all happen. I can have a lot of fun with it. You know, there was a time when it was very disturbing. Anyway, I'm going to go into Channel Veronica and let you talk with them. And certainly ask as many questions as you want, because I think there are a lot of questions, and you and I talked about some of them, so you go for it. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Have fun yourself. Have a nice rest.
Thank you. No, I will be hanging out, listening to everything that goes on. I want answers, too.
Great.
All right, Veronica, welcome, dear one. Welcome to all of you out there listening. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening in these very extraordinary times that you're experiencing. A little unsettling, aren't they?
Yes, very. But I think we want that, don't we?
Well, let's put it this way. You have a choice how you respond to what you're experiencing. Now, you could have some fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, it doesn't have to be scary unless you want it to be. You're making the choices in terms of how you respond to everything that's going on. It can be your choice to have fun with it and excitement, to be thrilled with the new groundbreaking experiences all the time, or you can hold back and be tenuous and think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Rather than what's going to happen next. What new and exciting thing is coming our way? How can I be of service to usher it in? How can I help hold the resonance and frequencies so that people can make these adjustments with greater ease? Because, dear friends, dear loved ones, this is what you came to do. Now, if you're afraid and worried, imagine what those people out there are feeling who don't have access to the understanding that you all have. They're looking at what they perceive their reality to be, and they see it falling down around them. People who expected to work their lives, their 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it may be, have their retirement, move to a retirement community or wherever they are, and live out their golden years. And for many, it's not going to be exactly as they planned. It doesn't have to be necessarily disastrous, but to them it looks disastrous. For many people are losing hope. And we would ask that you, as the dreamers, send them as much love, as much of a sense of peace as you possibly can. Are things changing on your planet? Oh, goodness, yes. Very quickly. Very, very, very quickly. Very quickly. Now, you're changing as well. It's not just what the outer is, because the outer is a reflection of the inner as well. So you are changing internally as well. Your DNA is changing. Believe us on that. You're opening. You're shifting. You're going to be able to take in more information on many levels and dimensions, more than you ever have before. You're going to have knowings and not know where they came from. Well, you know, Harry, I woke up this morning knowing this. I have no idea where it came from. I just seem to know. And poor Harry will tell his wife, why, Margaret, we think you've lost your mind, but, did you have a dream? I don't know. Oh, you're going to see a lot of this happening. And a lot of the people that you thought weren't awake or perceived as not being what you would perceive as awake are going to be having their own level of experiences that they can handle without it shattering them. So do not think that these people are not having experiences, because a lot of them are. At some level, in some way, opening to the degree and the level that they can handle and still be functional. Now, you, all of you listening here tonight, are the ones, you see, that wanted to come in and bring balance to this, to bring a sense of safety to. Now, it doesn't matter if you're performing on stage and doing, you know, writing books. Your intent, bringing your light through you, the light that you have access to, the energies that you have access to, through your beautiful intentionality, your meditations, your prayers, however you do it, you can have tremendous impact. And it's going to be needed, everyone. It is going to be needed. Now, Veronica, you had some questions, didn't you?
Yes. They're kind
Where would you like to begin? We don't like to put you on the spot, but if you have some, we're happy to address them.
Yes, well, you know, we keep hearing things that reality is changing for so many, and that we need to stay focused with our minds and with our hearts and our visions and so on. But, you know, I sometimes get real, and knowing things are speeding up like mad, I get really perplexed about what is our society going to be like? Is it a number of different realities together? How are we going to handle it? And back to trust, doesn't that mean our trust in the way things are going to be is broken? It should be broken. I'm very mixed up about some of this.
All right. Well, we just went all around the block with that one. So let's take a piece of it. Which piece do you want to focus on first?
Okay. I have been told that it's going to seem like the world has split into two, and some of us won't be able to contact others, because the changes, the reality changes, are so tremendous.
That is true.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
That has been told. You know, it's like a cell splitting itself into two, yes. Hmm. Now, are you there yet? No. Are you starting to have some experiences of people falling out of your life? Veronica, are you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's already
Another confusing thing, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I was thinking about, for example, families. You know, you work hard to separate from the neuroses in the family and so on. And so then the family stays intact and seems to be just fine, comfortable, and secure. In the meantime, here I am working harder, many others of us, And they don't seem to be experiencing any of the turmoil that some of us are experiencing. You see what I mean? It's like, how does that reality work?
All right. Well, hold on. All right. It's all,
it's all the same focus. I'm just using different words.
All right. Well, that's great. Let's go with family, because that's a very good one. All right?
Okay.
Your perception. All right, remember this is all subjective.
Mm-hmm.
All right? In your reality, they appear to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing fine without me, and I'm the one that's left to have to grapple with this on my own.
And I think I'm getting somewhere, and they think I'm just a noodle.
All right, again, this is your version of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were one of them inside of their version of reality, it may be experienced very differently than what you're seeing. And the two can exist simultaneously. In fact, the two, the 12, whatever. You're going to start getting into some of these ideas and concepts that are going to be very difficult for you. So we recommend that you don't lock down on them too tightly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason. You already know that there are a lot of potential realities vibrating in your area, all right, all around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing only one version of reality at a time. You're not seeing all of the realities at one time. So your focus is on the version where they're fine, and you made the break, and look, they don't even miss me. They're doing just great without me. That doesn't mean that there isn't a reality where they're having all kinds of difficulties. I want you to get clear on this. Now, this may challenge a lot of you listening tonight, but it is the truth. Wherever, now this is going to happen more and more and more to all of you. And you're going to start really paying attention, as much as we've told you, about watching beliefs, attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings. Again, Lazarus uses these very, very well done. And expectations. You're going to recognize more and more and more wherever your focus is in any moment on any given day. You will attract to you experiences that will hold up those beliefs, support those beliefs. The moment you change your direction, your beliefs, your thoughts, along will come another reality that will support that set of beliefs. Let's say you're holding a belief that's of a lower frequency. Now, this just happened to the channel this week. This was very interesting. You walked into a situation where someone completely invalidated her entire lifetime and said, well, you weren't supposed to suffer like that. You were supposed to be a movie star. And here was your life over here. And it all happened because of mom and dad and this and that and the other thing. And because you chose to leave so that you wouldn't be beaten and whatever. And it shook her up because she looked at it and said, well, wait a minute. You mean I was supposed to be a movie star? Well, now let me think about that one. Again, she lived in Hollywood and was a part of that community. All right. The actually very active part, role in that community. But you see, what happened is that she allowed herself to come into contact with and open herself up to someone who saw, who experienced things on a totally different frequency. She lowered her frequency to look at it through their eyes, through their what they were saying. And it completely undid her. And it took a catastrophic event to happen in her life, something that was really very important to her, to snap her out of it. Now, did she have someone to work on her? Yes. But the, again, it took the focus to shift completely, to snap her out of it and to pull her out of this lower frequency and vibration. Now, was that a potential reality? Yes. But she spent too much time focused on it. She was looking at it, saying, maybe this is a good thing. This is all coming up. Maybe I need to look at, there's a message here for me. There was. She got the message. And then it was time to let it all go. You can't stay in those places very long right now. And that luxury of that, you don't have. So your ability to, and this is true for everyone. Now, you take people who are really sitting in fear, worried about their retirement funds and this and that, and we understand it can be a frightening thing. But maybe it's time for them to change their lives. Maybe just retiring, sitting around watching television or whatever they're doing, maybe they need to be more productive. Maybe they need to be helping to participate in the shift of the planet. Maybe their time and energy would be better there. Now, of course, you have a neighbor, as you said, Veronica, who has, you know, physical illnesses, who is not really able to go out and do that. Now, that's going to be difficult, you know. So there will have to be laws, things that come along that help these people, won't there? Won't there?
I keep feeling that there's going to be more, not just for situations like that, but many different situations. There's going to be more community consciousness in a different way than it's been for a long time. That's what I keep feeling, perceiving.
Well, we think eventually that will happen, absolutely. We would not say it's going to happen overnight.
Oh, darn.
No, but will that eventually be a reality? Yes. Of course it will.
And we often talked for years about finding our tribes. I thought maybe that was kind of emerging as a layer of consciousness.
Well, it is, but again, you know, this is, you're in process here of a tremendous shift. A tremendous shift. And all of these things will shake out, but it will take time for them to happen. They're not going to all happen overnight. Not overnight. Will they happen? Yes. How fast they happen, and again, we're going to go back to how much do you want to dream? If this is something you desire, dream it into reality. You see, you're going to start seeing how fluid reality is. And the fact that you can dream things into your life. Now, what the hell does that mean? Well, daydream them. Daydream them into your life. This is, oh my goodness, what a beautiful, optimal future that would be in my eyes. I, to be with my tribe and just to live in a community and be able to share and, oh, how wonderful. And then we could all get together and do what we can to help others. And, oh, it would be absolutely lovely and come together and, you know, and have potlucks or whatever. You know, and meetings and share information and ideas. And if that's your dream, dream it. Put energy towards it. Again, where you're putting your energy, you're going to attract more than ever before. Positive thoughts, positive ideas. You're going to start drawing positive people. You're going to become more aware how you can shift an entire group of people in a matter of moments by shifting the conversation to positive futures. It's going to be more fluid, is what we're trying to say to you. Far more fluid. The polarities that you have experienced came to a culmination with this election. Certainly you all saw how absolutely polarized your country was over this election.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel that polarization right now, Veronica?
No, it's been an amazing, amazing kind of collective, a wave of, gee, maybe we can do something now. Maybe we can do something.
That's
right. What I feel.
That's right. And you're exactly right.
And different countries as well.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
And different countries, people in different countries feeling a little of that too.
Oh, very definitely. Very definitely. Now, we would say to all of you, spend time putting energy into things that you feel that you can make a difference. Perhaps it's your family. You know, all of a sudden you may feel this overwhelming desire to include them a number of times a day. I want to send light to this child, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whoever. Old friends, neighbors, neighborhood, perhaps a community that had a crisis of some type. You know, again, you've heard on your CNN and so on about, you know, floods and this and that. And the other thing, all of a sudden, we think that you're going to be far more involved now instead of being the observer. Oh, look at their trauma-drama. Oh, sending $100 of dreaming it differently. Of being able to, in a way, astral travel, to bring your energy there, to move your energy around the streets, bringing peace, a sense of peace to all these people. Now, you can already do this, whether you're aware of how to do it or yet, not, whether or not how to do it right now, but you can do it. A little practice, if you're in question, you know, get some books on out-of-body travel or remote viewing, being able to shift your consciousness. Some of you can already do this. You can move your consciousness to different places. This is going to be commonplace for all of you, by the way. In very short order. You're going to be part of a very important force on the planet. You don't yet realize how important. Because many of you are still feeling ourselves as small. Well, how can I do that? I don't have enough money in the bank. Well, what the hell does that have to do with anything? You're going to become aware that you can create elegantly and easily what you need. And we tell you that one very lovingly here, because it's true. It's absolutely true. Now, you brought it up, Veronica, that some people are suffering and some people are not. Some people are doing just fine, some people are not.
Some people don't seem to have to wake up. That always mesmerizes me.
Again, that's
personal option.
What you're seeing is not necessarily solid.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to get clear with that, because that's part of your belief. It doesn't appear that they have to wake up, but that doesn't mean that they won't. And you don't know yet what's coming into their life to move them along. Do you think their higher selves is sitting around up there having a pedicure?
Probably not, no.
All right, you know, reading some fan magazine or something. We don't think so. We don't think so. It doesn't mean necessarily that they have to suffer. Because their way of awakening may be different. Maybe their way of awakening is to be an inspiration. And certainly many of these people, you sit down and talk with them, and they may not use your metaphysical language, but they are already living the principles.
Hmm.
There are many people out there that are like that, by the way. And they don't even call themselves metaphysicians.
Well, sometimes I refer to the pending, the changes building up to 2012, and I was just mentioning that I had heard that the vibrational speed up was going to be multiplied by 20 between now and 2012. And then I keep thinking that means the time-space situation is different as well. You see what I'm trying to say is that our normal, like holding on to the calendar or the hours or the clock, all of that stuff has got to change when things are moving that much faster.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. Time and space will shorten up, which means that your ability to create, all right, your
yes.
thoughts will be faster. And again, we've tried to prepare you all for this, as have many. We'll go back to the very basic principles like the power of now. The reason that living in the now moment is so powerful is because that's what you're going to be doing all the time. Better that you practice now. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? Focus on something negative, attract it instantly.
Well.
Now, none of you want to do that. So it's a training process. Focus on fear, you attract it. What does that mean? I'm afraid of this. Boom. Now, other people talk about, well, wherever you put your focus, you'll have more reasons to feel that same thing. Focus on gratitude, you have more reasons to feel gratitude. Focus on this, focus on same thing, same principle. There's a little bit of difference with gratitude because it's its own energy. But
because it's the what? What kind
it's
of
its
energy?
Own energy.
Oh, yes.
It is a little, it's separate in terms of frequency and vibration. You can almost pull that out as a mm-hmm. separate energy. But we want you to be very, very clear that if you're creating from fear, you're going to have more reasons to feel fear. It will start compounding on you, and it will be fearful until you get it.
And I'm going to have to warn us that it's almost time. We've got 2 minutes left.
All right. All right. Well, Veronica, why don't you tell people what your show coming up is going to be?
Yes, it's. I don't know who the paradigm shifter is this week. I have some calls out, but it's going to be exciting. And Radiance by Design is 4 o'clock Tuesdays. That's a call-in show helping you work with your own situations and doing energy meditations. And paradigm shifter is someone who's going to be making a difference on the collective over the next while. I have a lot of fun with that show.
Wonderful, wonderful. We know, and you do an excellent job with it.
Thank you.
Now, the channel asked us to tell you that this coming Thursday will be Thanksgiving. And so she was going to ask the radio station to run the interview that you did with us and with she, all right?
How wonderful.
Is that all right with you, Veronica?
That would be very special. I would love it.
All right, great. Well, so next week then, the show that Veronica did, the interview of Jackie and with us, will be on Thursday evening, and we wish you ahead of time all a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we recommend that you take that day. Well, we would like to see you do it all the time. But being with family and being together, really spend that time thinking of all the things that you can be grateful for. And really, really do it. Really feel it. Allow it to be a very powerful day instead of a... So many of you have these very dramatic Thanksgivings with families where all of these issues surface, so try to avoid that. Know that we love you all, dear ones, very, very, very much. We are here to assist in any way that we can. So much is coming, so many wonderful and exciting things. Remember that coming next year, the year of celebration, hold on to that. Let that be your inspiration. That there is a celebration coming with all of these changes. And remember that you are changing, emerging into the new you. And for so many of you who don't know what you came here to do, know that that will be emerging as well. And it will be made so clear you will not be able to miss it. We love you all, dear ones, so very much. Please call us in tonight. We are happy to work with you in any way that you desire. So as you go to sleep, call dear team. Please work with me here or here. We're happy to do so. Veronica, we love you. Always.
And beautiful, thank you for your presence. And thank you for your presence and for Jackie.
Oh, thank you. We thank you. It's a joy for us to be with you. Until we speak again, dear ones. We love you all so very much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Okay.
Good night, Jackie. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Remember, a piece of you is in us, and a piece of us is in you. Can't be any other way. We really are all one, and we love you. Good night, everyone. Night, Ronnie. Love you.
Love you, too. Good night, everyone.